Last night, the vigil, there were three readings. One was from the first epistle of St. John. And of course, in the liturgy, we have another reading from the epistle of Saint, first epistle of St. John. And St. John clearly believed in the importance of repeating his points, because when you read the first epistle of St. John, there are several points that are repeated over and over again in different ways. And you heard some of the things in the epistle today that were in the epistle for last night, but I want to talk about the epistle from last night, which was the end of chapter 4 and the beginning of chapter 5 of that epistle. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. If you love the Father, you have to love the Son who is begotten of him, which is Jesus Christ. And of course, we as Christians shouldn't have any issues with that, but St. John was talking to an audience where there were still some people who weren't entirely sure what to make of Christ, and so he made this point. But this point also has a more expansive meaning, because if by St. John saying that if we love the Father, we have to love Christ who is begotten of him, it's also true that we have to love his other children that are not the only begotten children of God, but nevertheless are sons of God by adoption, and that is our fellow believers. We have a family connection, and not to say that there aren't exceptions to this, but most of us, when we may have brothers or sisters that we don't particularly like in every respect, there might be things about them that we find very irritating. And if it weren't for the fact that they were our siblings, we might not want to have anything to do with them. But nevertheless, for most of us, it's difficult to imagine hating our brother or our sister and not loving them despite all of their shortcomings, because we have this family connection. But the same is also true, or it should be true, for those of us who are in the church, because we're all brothers and sisters. And so even though there might be some of us that irritate others of us for various and sundry reasons, nevertheless, we're family. And so because we're family, we should be able to get past that and look past that and love them despite whatever is unlovable about them. The epistle continues, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So what he's saying here is that if we love the children of God, then we will also love God. So it's the reverse of what he just said. If we love one another, we love God and we'll keep his commandments. And his commandment that he keeps repeating throughout this epistle is that we love one another. But he says something interesting here that he doesn't say repeatedly throughout this epistle, and that's that his commandments are not burdensome. And on one level, when we hear that, we might be tempted to think, well, that's not true. It's very difficult to be a Christian. I struggle with it every day. And it's true in the flesh that it's difficult to be a Christian. But as one monastic of recent memory said when he was asked for a word of wisdom by some pilgrims to a monastery here in the United States, he said, being a Christian isn't really hard, it's just that we don't want to do it. And so as long as we don't want to do it, it's difficult. But when you think about it, it's really not all that difficult for us to love people if we choose to, if we want to. It's not all that difficult for us to do the things that we need to do, to even pray. It's not like we spend hours and hours in prayer every day, but most of us have difficulty even spending 5 minutes in prayer, and it's a struggle for us. But if we truly love God, we should be able to overcome that. It's just that we have this lack of love for God, and therefore we don't want to do the things that we know that we need to do. But it's not because in and of themselves these things are really burdensome. Also, the scriptures tell us that God doesn't put on us any burden greater than we're able to bear. So whatever God asks us to do, he also is there and gives us the power and the grace to do it if only we are willing to do it. There's an example that illustrates how this is true that you may have heard, particularly if you like to watch old Spencer Tracy movies. And there's also a song that was done in the late 60s about this story, but the story is an old one. And it's so old, in fact, that it's difficult to be sure exactly where it came from. But it has sort of a parable-like quality to it that, when you think about what it's saying, illustrates the point that St. John is making. And that's, this was back in the time before school buses, of course. And there was a man who observed this boy who was walking to school, and he was carrying a younger boy on his back who was clearly lame and unable to walk. And this man went up to the boy and he said, "Do you carry him to school every day?" And he said, "Yes, yes, sir." And he said, "That must be a heavy burden for you." And he says, "No, he isn't heavy, he's my brother." And there's a, like I said, a song that you may have heard based on that story. But what's the point that's made by that story? That's that if we love the person, it changes the whole equation. If it's somebody that you don't love and you're being asked to work for them, then it's a big burden. You know, if you were a slave and you had a master who didn't care for you and you didn't care for them, and you had to spend your day cooking and cleaning and doing whatever you were told to do, that would be a very miserable life. But on the other hand, if you have family that you love and you spend your time doing the same kinds of things, it changes the equation entirely, because you love them and they love you. And there's a joy that comes with doing that. And so if we truly love God, His commandments are not burdensome. They're not difficult for us to bear. The epistle continues, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" If we have an abiding relationship with Christ, and if we have the unity that results from love for one another, then we as a church are going to be in a position to overcome the world. And we as individuals, because of our right relationship with God and our right relationship with each other, will have the power to overcome those sins in our life that seem like they're almost impossible for us to be free from. Love is the key. And we need to ask God to give us that love, to give us that grace. And if we do, if we sincerely have a burning love and desire to serve God, we will be able to overcome those things. And if we, as a church, truly have love for one another, then those around us are going to be unable to resist the attraction to our community. They'll be drawn like moths to a flame, because what are people looking for? They're looking for love, and as another song says, in all the wrong places more often than not. But people are looking for love, and unfortunately, if you want to see an example of a radical religious group that has grown tremendously because of the kind of love and support they offer, you can take a look at the Mormon Church. Because in the Mormon Church, when you become a Mormon, they immediately pull out all the stops to help you in every way that they can, and you become part of a larger family. And people are drawn to that and get caught up in that. And they're teaching untruth, whereas we in the Orthodox Church are teaching the truth. So if we could just simply combine the teaching of the truth, our right belief and our right worship, with the love that these Mormons exhibit, we would be growing like by leaps and bounds. So let us ask God to help us with this. If we trust God to give us that grace, He will give it. O Lord, fill our hearts with love for You and for our brethren, that we may conquer the world, the flesh, and the devil through the power of Your easy yoke. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.